In the Bay Area, there are countless stories all happening at the same time.
My name is Visalia Stanley.
My name is Van Turrentine.
My name is Xiao Juan Shu.
My name's Thomas Reeve.
Well, my name is Ramona Nunez.
I use a name. It's Star Love. And yes, like Twinkle Twinkle Star, but with two R's.
Those are just some of the people we've interviewed through our new community storytelling initiative. It's called Hear Here, a pop-up radio project. We're spending a year on the ground in two Bay Area cities, Oakland and San Francisco, asking you to share your stories with us on air and online. Today, we're kicking off a week of Hear Here by sharing some of the best stories the project has gathered so far. And here to give us a sneak peek are the producers Audrey Dilling and Erica Mu.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
So you were out yesterday at Sunday Streets with your new, with a lot of cardboard and some paint. And tell us about yesterday. What were you doing?
Well, it was a gorgeous day yesterday in the Dog Patch neighborhood. Sunday Streets is when they block off the streets to vehicles so pedestrians and cyclists can own the streets. And what we were doing was...
We were launching our new sort of mobile storytelling, story sharing installation, which we're calling a story tunnel.
Okay, give us a picture of this story tunnel.
So it starts as about a 3-foot-tall pile of industrial-strength cardboard. It's these giant letters that fit together in such a way that it creates a tunnel, a three-dimensional tunnel that people can walk through that spells out the name of our project. It's kind of like IKEA meets Sesame Street, the way it all sets up. And it spells out Hear, Hear. And on the inside, we're posting photos of people that we've interviewed with a link to stories that people can listen to. So you can walk through and actually experience the project.
And on the back of these letters is chalkboard paint. So we write in a question and have people interact with the question and leave their answers. In addition to the story tunnel is a little recording booth where we are actually interviewing members of the community wherever we're popping up with this giant installation.
So you've got this big installation so that people can walk through. And what's the purpose of all this? What's it for?
Right. So, I mean, the whole point is to get people to listen to each other. We sort of think that getting people to listen to each other is an integral way of building community. And that's what this project is about. It's a community storytelling and building project.
Part of KALW's new initiative to try and be out in community. And what's part of the philosophy behind Hear, Hear, Erica?
Sure. So the idea is that basically, the stories of ordinary people are worthy of being heard. Oftentimes, reporters need a news hook in order to talk to anybody, and we want to sort of switch that up and change things around. So we've been in all sorts of neighborhoods in San Francisco and Oakland, which are our two focus cities. Yesterday, we were in the Dog Patch. This Thursday, we're going to be in Visitation Valley at the Public Library. And the week before, we were in East Oakland at 81st Avenue Library.
And what kind of stories are people telling you? What are you hearing?
We're hearing all kinds of stories. We were talking to people about work to start out. So we heard stories from people about going through retirement, stories of people trying to start out in their careers. Now we're talking about to people about food, and we've gotten some interesting stories. Erica heard a good one yesterday.
So basically, I met a woman who lives in San Francisco, and she found out that her grandparents opened a bakery in the Mission District in the 1920s. And so she had no idea that her roots ran that deep in this city. And she is currently doing research to find out more.
So can we hear one of these stories?
Yeah, we can hear one of the stories of one of the first people that we spoke to at the Golden Gate Library in Oakland when we were first starting out this project. This young man's name is Greg G, and he wanted to share his story. And this is what he told us.
My name is Gregory G, and hip-hop was my first love. My sister was playing it in her room. It was called I Get Around. When it came on, it was just like, I thought it was like some piano joint because it starts off as a piano. And then it just drops, and I was like, whoa, what is this? They had all types of different sounds and stuff like that. And my sister started dancing to it. Still climbing the underground when we come around. And once I really, like, got into it and heard it, constantly hearing it, it was just in my head. It was like, I can do this. I'm out here rapping on Shattuck, just like Shattuck downtown, where downtown Berkeley is called the Square. We call it the Bricks. And I'm going to slow it down because I do it kind of fast. I want you to make sure you know everything I'm saying. I say, In a world of creativity, psychic, kinetic energy, mind corrupted by chaos, but soul searching for inner peace. And I was down there just freestyling. Some of my friends and his brother named Lloyd Edwards came up, heard what I was spitting. What you are witnessing, superior art abilities that shouldn't be around for about another century. He kind of heard it and got enthralled and got motivated by what I was saying, actually moved in and kind of pulled me to the side, gave me his number, and he said, if I'm down, hit him. And like I had this urge, and I just hit him up. He wanted me to meet him at his place, and he said he had opportunity for me if I was ready. I come over to his place. I meet a couple other producers. He said he heard me on the blog. He said, spit something that you had recently rapped about or something. My Sharia Moore has the side of Stevie Wonder, blinded by hypocrites, speaking on gibberish, lies come in limitless, but the truth is significant. And they were all like, whoa, this guy's for real. You know, they might have thought I was on some kid stuff or whatever, some low-grade type material. For some reason, I thought it was big. I thought this guy, you know, could open a lot of doors. And he didn't, in fact, do that in the end, but when he opened my doors, me personally. And that meant a lot. That he helped me get out of the shadows of what I wanted to do and illuminate myself in the light and be able to realize what I can actually do. And I think that's important for everybody to experience. Living low now on top of the globe, this is the life. I don't just want to live on my own. We all living it. So stop giving in. This is the knowledge and not never just deliverance.
That was Greg G, and he spoke with Audrey Dilling, and Audrey is here with me talking about the Hear Hear Pop-Up radio project, along with Erica Moo, the producers of this project. So is that story typical of a Hear Hear story?
It's really hard to say. I mean, we've talked to about 75 people so far in these two cities, and they have been principals, they've been students, they've been retirees, former drug addicts, and community activists. So it's been a wide range of people, and we're looking to flesh out that picture of these two cities because it's very diverse in the Bay Area.
And we want to get people to hear each other's stories. So one thing that we've started doing at our interviews is playing stories for people so they can listen to what somebody before them has said, probably in a different city, and respond to that. And then we will record that response and share it with the person who told that story so we can really get people talking to each other and listening.
So if I'm somebody who wants to share my story, what do I do?
So basically, I would say the first thing you should do is visit our website, which is hearhear.kalw.org. And what you can do is find our events page and find out where we're popping up next. A great way to do that as well is follow us on Twitter. We're HearHear Radio. And what you can do also is email us at hearhearradio@gmail.com to schedule a time for us to interview you.
And Audrey and Erica will be at the Visitation Public Library this coming Thursday, so you can meet them in person and tell your story there, or you can go to the website.
That's hearhear.kalw.org. If you can't meet us in person, click on the Participate link, and you'll find a tool where you can record your story from the comfort of your own home.